Encounter Mr. Kingston.
How you doing?
Brendan Leathers. Okay, thanks, Jack. I work for the radio station in Bamers. I was the one that talked to you over the phone a couple of times. See you last time you came in Bamers. I was going to ask you a couple of quick questions. You've been to this part of Southwest Georgia a couple times already in this year. What part about this area is important to you?
Well, it's real important for us in this area to stick together and elect somebody who knows South Georgia, who's been involved with agriculture, who's been involved with rural type issues, knows our area. My daughter married someone from America, so I'm going to be coming down here whether I'm elected or not, but I think I want people in this part of the state to know Jack Kingston, and that's why we keep coming back.
Okay, because your rural, your original district that you represent in Congress is similar to this one in some ways in terms of it's very much agricultural dependent, right?
Absolutely. Although I live in Savannah, I've represented 41 South Georgia counties. We represented a part of Colquitt County, for example, and Berrien and Eccles and Lowndes County. And so, you know, I do know South Georgia. I've spent a lot of time here.
Okay. Real quick, this is kind of a national politics, but you mentioned Russia yesterday. Of course, there's some insurgents in Ukraine that are not falling by the terms of the peace treaty that was agreed to last week. And Russia had some strong words yesterday about not wanting, threatening that there would be a response if any of the Ukraine people had violence against any Russian citizens. Are you concerned? Continue to be concerned about what's going on over there, and do you think we're on the right track?
I am, because I don't think Putin is taking any threat by this administration seriously. They've been talking about boycotting for several weeks now, but Europe does not seem to be willing to get behind our president at this time. And I think if we had tried a unilateral boycott, I don't know that it would go very far. I believe the best thing we can do is get Europe all on one page and start drilling our own energy, because right now Putin is emboldened because he has oil revenues. We need to take those away by having American oil production, and that eases up the international market for Europe.
Just one more question, Mr. Jack. Now that the Farm Bill has passed, what one thing that are you particularly proud of, and would you like to make any other tweaks to it?
Well, I'm proud that we got EPA out of the forest roads issue. EPA was trying to claim that the standing water came under their jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. But what I'd like to do is we have to do the same thing for agriculture, because EPA is supposed to have jurisdiction over navigable waters only.
Right, I was going to ask you about that. They've been talking about that. That could affect farmers that have wetlands kind of adjacent to their property, is that right?
Yes, absolutely. And it's going to really hurt agriculture, so we've got to go back and get that done.
To kind of limit that, what they can regulate? Or is
yes. Yeah, okay. I mean, they need to get off the farm.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank
you, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for coming down here.